This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Britain, dangerously close to a triple-dip recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning, I'm Mark Garrison. There's growing fear the U.K. may slip into a triple-dip recession. New numbers out today show the British economy shrank in the previous quarter. All this comes as manufacturers there worry about conditions in one of its largest export markets, the European Union. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The UK economy contracted by 0.3% in the last 3 months of 2012, yet another blow to business confidence. Many large British companies were already reeling from this week's referendum news. Prime Minister David Cameron promised a vote on whether Britain should pull out of the EU. Many British business leaders condemn the move. They say it raises the prospect of being shut out of a market that buys one half of all their exports. But there's been a ray of hope for the UK from the World Economic Forum at Davos in Switzerland. The head of the World Trade Organization, Pascal Lamy, says leaving the EU wouldn't necessarily harm Britain's trade.
We have examples of countries who are not members of the EU and whose trade with the EU is open, maybe not as open as if you are a member of the European Union, but open.
Critics of David Cameron say the impact of leaving the EU would be unsure. And since the referendum won't be held until 2017, British exporters face 5 years of uncertainty. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up. The S&P up a little over a tenth of a percent. The Dow Jones about the same at 13,846. Fresh data out this morning show new home sales fell in December, but overall sales for 2012, the best in 3 years. Those sales are still well below the benchmark number for what economists consider a healthy housing market. Strong earnings reports out today from Procter & Gamble, as well as Kimberly-Clark and Honeywell. European markets are up, though in the UK, the gloomy news Stephen just told us about have shares flat. Asian markets closed mixed. In Japan, though, shares zoomed higher on a weakening yen.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
All week, Marketplace Morning Report host Jeremy Hobson is reporting from Miami on the new American dream for the middle class, rich, and poor. Yesterday, he visited one of the region's poorest areas. Today, he's on Fisher Island, one of the wealthiest communities in America.
All right, Annie, your name? Get your ID from everybody, please.
When we pulled up to get on the ferry to Fisher Island, which is paid for by the residents themselves, we were greeted by some pretty tight security. Although, once it was clear we were on the list...
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Our guide on the other side is Chris Bluntzer, who's been selling homes here for more than 30 years. He meets us in a golf cart. That's the preferred mode of transportation on Fisher.
It's 217 acres, and you've got a private club. You've got the old Vanderbilt mansion. Tennis courts, tiki bar, beach club, a little bit of everything.
All right, well, let's take a little ride.
Okay, great. Let's go. Most of the people who live here, about 80% of them, don't live here full time.
Not a bad winter home.
No. And for a lot of people, this is just their winter home, and this may be their third or fourth or fifth home.
Third or fourth or fifth?
Right.
And where do they live the rest of the time?
People from Fisher are really from all over the globe. You have a huge influx of Brazilians. You have a large group of Russians. And you have a lot of primarily East Coast Americans.
All right, now we have to talk about what we're looking at now, which is just unbelievable yachts.
Yeah, I spoke with the crew of that far yacht over there the other day, and they were telling me that it costs the owner about $40 million. We sell slips here as well, and we've sold slips for anywhere from $1 million to $2 million just for the boat slip.
$1 million to $2 million just to buy the place to keep your boat.
Correct. The other, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people buy here, too, is it's obviously, as you experience coming on, it's very private. If you are not cleared with security by one of the owners or a club member, you're not allowed on the island.
And what is it about that? Why keep it so exclusive and private?
That's the whole allure and value of Fisher Island. I mean, I've left my apartment unlocked for days at a time and not have to worry about anything. So it's sort of like the old 1950s way of living in the rest of the United States that doesn't exist anymore, and certainly not in Miami.
Just safety and security?
Safety, security, and privacy. A lot of these folks, they're not necessarily celebrities, but they're very successful, and what they want is privacy and not to have to worry about being bothered all the time. There's no traffic, as you can see. There's not even golf cart traffic. So it's everybody's gets a little later start here.
How many gardeners have to take care of all the property here?
It's several hundred that take care of all the grounds and all the community property.
What are the competitor places to this? I mean, when somebody has millions of dollars to put down on a home like this and they're thinking about maybe Fisher, where else do they look?
You know, I personally don't think there's anything like this anywhere in the entire world. I'm sure now that you've seen it, you'd agree.
You can find more of Jeremy's reporting from Miami at marketplace.org. You'll hear a variety of voices from CEOs to new immigrants on what that dynamic city tells us about a changing America. And finally, customer service across the decades. It took 60 years, but a Minnesota man is finally satisfied after his candy complaint. In 1952, as a teen, he bit into a Pearson's candy and found a twig in his nut roll. He wrote a letter to complain, expecting free candy, but no dice. The other day, he got back in touch with the company. This time, he used email. It worked. Pearson's Candy Company hooked him up, and the elderly candy fan says he's not sharing. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's a new assault weapons ban to consider. That's a phrase a lot of gun owners don't care for, much less how they're described.
Gun people aren't oblivious to things. You know, we're not these Neanderthals, you know, just trying to make a buck.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, talking gun control at the shooting range, next time on Marketplace. Today's business news as well, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.